tried to do this a little more out of our,
out of the octave mode, the regular schedule, and that would have been a little better. What your plans are and so on. Get back to you on that. Okay. So in the Sinpei Zion Sinpimo, Shavar states that Psar Chayav Of, Afilu Bechol of Tahora, Mutter Bebishal Arno, Vaf Bechilu En Oser El Darbon. Shavar Paskins that meat from Chaya, whom define Chaya loosely as a non-domesticated animal, as opposed to Mehenu, which is a domesticated animal. There are certain non-domesticated animals, Chayas, which are kosher, called the Chaya Tahora. And Of, certainly certain types of birds are kosher. So Shavar Paskins, the Psar Chayav Of, Afilu b'chol of tahor. The sif began by saying the whole list of bas b'chol is only b'sar behema tahor with chol of behema tahor. Or b'sar tahor chol of tamei, or the reverse. B'sar tamei b'chol of tahor is mutar b'bishul anon. It's also b'achil. It's also b'achil anyway because it's food not kosher. B'sar chay v'of. You have a chay v'of again, which is kosher. Afilu b'chol of tahor, but even with the milk and the tahor, that's not called bas b'chol. Therefore, b'daraisa. Therefore, it's mutar b'bishul anon. And even achil, it's only aser el midrabban. You know, aser el midrabban. That's what says shulchan. So I just want to look a little bit into the background of that, and we see that that's not so pashut, and that that's the case. The Mishnah says in chula nakuf yud gimel amid aleph, the second Mishnah. Mishnah reads as follows: Bsar behema tahor. If you have it in front of you, it's good to see it. If you have a computer, whatever, it says bsar behema tahor, bechala behema tahor, aser levasho, aser b'hano. Good. Psar behematar bechol behematmeya or psar behematmeya bechol behematar muta levash muta bano good. That we discussed already. Okay, kiva omer chaya ve'of einam min haTorah. When it comes to chaya ve'of, the prohibition is not min haTorah. That's what he says. Einam min haTorah shenemar lo sevasho didi b'chalei mo gimel pamim. We discussed many times. It says in the Chumash lo sevasho didi b'chalei three times. Right? Prat lechaya ve'of behematmeya. That Osavasha Diba Chalimo indicates, according to this limit of Rabbi Kiva, that it comes to exclude, in other words, the Isser Bas Mechalov, as presented in the Torah, excludes Prat, it excludes Chaya, meat from a Chaya, it excludes meat from an Oaf, poultry, fowl, and excludes Behemoth Tameh. That's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Now, according to what it looks like from here, okay, is that again, Besar Chaya and Oaf, is therefore mutter b'chalav midoraisa. However, the assumption is that Rabbi Akiva means to say that it's asid rabbana. Okay, why is that? So again, the Mefarshim point out that his lashon einam min haTorah. Notice that Rabbi Akiva did not come right out and say mutter. Right, mutter would imply midrabbana. His lashon is einam min haTorah, and the diak is einam min haTorah. But midrabbana, yeah, that's what we're saying right now. That's the iser of Besar Of. We'll talk most about Of, but the Of and Chaya. It's mutter b'chalav min haTorah, but it will be aser midrabbanan. That's the language. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And again, because the three times lo shalach kudasim shas gedi prat l'chay of behemet meyam. That's the Rabbi Akiva. Yosai glili over here. Yosai glili is different. Nemar lo zofu kol nevelim. Nemar lo shvasha gedi b'chalav imo. In the pasuk in Chumash Devarim Parashas Re'e, where the pasuk lo shvasha gedi does not follow like in Mishpatim and Kisisa. After the phrase "Veishis b'kirat Moshav Tibes Hashanah Keva," rather follows the beginning of the pasuk. You have it on the sheets there. Yeah, look in source three in the sheet. Lo sochel kol nevelo lager Hashem Yisrachet Tanav Achala Oma Chol Enochi Ki Am Kodesh Atol Hashem Lo Svasha Diva Chalevimo. From the fact that the Torah mentions Emor Lo Sochel Kol Nevelo, the pasuk begins with the iser of achilas nevelo. So, and in the same pasuk Lo Svasha Diva Chalevimo says this again. As she osur mishum nevela, osur levasha b'chol. Okay, the Torah he says is making a sort of a hekesh and is saying that whatever type of creature nevela applies, whatever nevela applies to, that pasuk b'chol applies to as well, and that would seem to include both chaya and of, right? Because there's such a thing called nevela by chaya, there's such a thing called nevela by of. So therefore, we see clearly seem to be saying, at first glance, this clearly seem to be saying that Chaya is also b'chol of min haTorah, okay, based on this hekesh, and Of would be too. However, He goes on and he says, no, not oaf, yachol. Oaf, she'osim shovel, yachol, yeh'osim vashmachol, also. Talmud lomar b'chalev imo, yotza oaf, she'en lo chalev ein. Very simple. Okay, the whole Isser of Chalev Imo has to do with the way it's formulated in the Torah with mixing an animal or a creature with the milk of its mother. It's not shot by birds. There's no Chalev Imo by birds, right? The birds don't nurse and so on and so forth. So therefore, Oaf is excluded. So it comes out, Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that Psar Oaf is not even in the mix at all. Psar Oaf would seem that Rabbi Yossi Haglili says not only it's not Osim Daraisa, it's not even Osim Darabana. It's out of the equation. The whole Isser is only something to which Chalev Imo applies, Yotza Ov. Okay, Yotza Ov, She'en Lo Chalev Eim. So that's the Machlokas, the mission to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And Rashi says, Prat L'Ov L'Behema. Rashi says, first it's Mutal Vashem Mutal Vanah, the Eim of Mishub Basu Chalev, Yalab Gemar, Achilam Yos Mishub Isser Tmeya, right? That's why Mishub Tmeya, we had that. Prat of v'chaya behemah tmeah, gidi prat la'of she'ena behemah, gidi prat l'chaya she'ena behemah, dafal gav l'chaya b'chal behemah, osa kwa yisei mafkiya, gidi v'lo esa behemah tmeah. Av behemah tahor, delav gidi k'gor par marachas, rabbi mikroi, k'neksar v'vayis v'gibar. Rashi explains that what's the limud? It says lo sabasha gidi three times, right? So gidi excludes, gidi is a kosher behemah. So gidi excludes a prat la'of, which is not considered not in the category of gedi. Gedi also includes a chaya. Chaya gedi is not a chaya. Okay, and Rashi says as a side point that even though for many dinim we equate chaya and behema, but not here. Okay, in this particular case we don't equate them. And also the third thing is gedi and not behema temeya. Okay, however, don't think, says Rashi, gedi means only gedi and not any other type, not a cow and not any other type of kosher behema. That's not true. The Gemara will learn that out of Brisa, which we once saw. Okay, so that's the that's Rashi. Now again, it's interesting because you might be bothered. Wait a minute. That's what you learned from Lo Sevasha Gedi B'Chalevon. Didn't we say that Lo Sevasha Gedi B'Chalevon three times teaches what? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi Chomer says what? Teaches that the Isser Bishul, Isser Achila, Isser Hanah. Right. That's what we learned from the threefold repetition of Lo Sevasha. All of a sudden here, Rashi pops in. And the Gemara, by the Mishnah rather, pops in with a new limud, and we learn something else from the threefold repetitions. The Ramban and the Chumash, that printed on the pages of source 4, the Ramban, there on that Pusik, Parshas Rei, Ramban is in the Pusik there in Rei, Parshas Dvorim, Perkidal, Pusik Chof Aleph. First of all, Rashi there in Parshas Rei says this. Rashi says, also Rashi Gedi, Shalosh Pamim, Prat Lechayel, Ophus, Wahim, and Tveyer. Rashi in the Chumash says it. Ramban is a little bit bothered. Okay, because the underlying question is, but we've already used the threefold repetition of Oslash and to teach something else. So Rabban says, Medrash Hazeh, Hotzio, So, Mimilas Gedi. All right, it's the threefold repetition of the word Gedi. Avalav Atzmo, but the phrase Lo Sivashel. In other words, we've learned different things. The threefold repetition of the phrase Lo Sivashel. That's what teaches you Echad Lisa Achila, Echad Lisa, Echad Lisa, Abishal Echad Lisa, Echad Lisa Ano. Okay, and that's what Ramban points out, that Rashi himself, you may remember this in the first year, Rashi himself, the two psukim in Parshas, one in Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kisisa, where it says Lo Sevasha Gedi B'Chalev Mo, there Rashi says three times, one for Issa Bishul, one for Issa Achila, one for Issa Ano. Here in Re'e it doesn't say that. Here in Re'e it quotes the other drasha, the threefold repetition of Gedi. Okay. Presumably does that here because the pasuk Lo Sevasha Gedi B'Chalev Mo is what's quoted in this Mishnah, quoted by Yosef Lila Mishnah. Not sure why Rashi, but that's what Rashi does. And again, you see it, I printed it in number 6, but Rashi in Mishpatim, and in Kisis also says, Mishpatim is part of Gimel Pasuk Yates. I printed it there, it says, so it's not a steer in Rashi. Can you ask a steer in Rashi? How come in one place in the Chumash on the very same phrase, he says, we learn from the threefold repetition. And in Re'eh, he learns the answer is because it dashed in different words. That's what Ramban's point is. Okay, the Lo Sevashel is what teaches us the three Yisurim. Bishul, however we get to it, but Bishul includes Achil, I don't know, as well. And the other thing, the Gedi. And it's interesting because it's Meduyuk in Rashi here in the Mishnah Chulin. You look at the words in Rashi in the Mishnah Chulin, and the Dibra Maska Prat Laof Chayev Gidi Prat Laof Shein Behema Gidi Prat Lachayev. And later on, you know, Gidi Velo Es Habehema Tmeis. So Rashi seems to be emphasizing that. So again, that's the Ramban Chumash points out. Okay, that's a sort of side point. Okay, now. Anyway, it comes out that according to Yosef Glili, Chaya is also Bsar Chaya is also Midoraisa, and Bsar Of is Mutter even Midrabah. Okay, evidently Yosef Glili does not darshan this Gidi to exclude Chaya V'Of. Okay, and rather he said darshan is the other way. He says that the word Chaya is included, and Chaya is included under the Sofa called Mevela. Of would be, except it doesn't have the category of Chelav Ein. Okay, now. Just so we understand that that was a sheet of Yosef Glili. Take a look a little bit later in the Sugya on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin of Aleph. Gemara there says Yosef Glili in the middle of a page. Yosef Glili already never lo sofu. My ikav ben Yosef Glili bekiva. Ikav benayu chaya. Yosef Glili sover chaya doraisa. Rabbi Kiva sover chaya doraban. So one difference Yosef Glili and bekiva says the Gemara is with regards to chaya. Yosef Glili says psar chaya is also in milk doraisa. Kiva says psar chaya is also in milk only drabana. Okay. Kiva sober chayva of enan minatora. The Kiva again says not minatora, but how midrabanan asiri, but midrabanan. The Kiva says it is also. Yosef Glili sober of afilu midrabanan namilo aser. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Glili says no, of is not even aser midrabanan. And the Gemara goes on to tell a story. Tanya nami hachi abraisa to report a fact. Bim koma shavalezva yukarsin eitzin lasu pechama lasu barzel. Comes from Yosef Glili, I ochlin misar of bechalav. Gemara tells us that Taki in the town, Yosef Glili was the rav, his town, he was the hosik, they ate psar of bechalav, because he owned its mutter, not only mutter deraisi, mutter man, they followed his shita. The previous thing is a meleza, those who learn Shabbos know there's a parrot called meleza de mila. Machokas of meleza and the chacham regarding machshire mila, the docha Shabbos. And we know that mila is docha Shabbos. You have a baby that's born on the bris, the eighth day of Shabbos. So you have the bris on Shabbos, even with Shabbos, as long as the eighth day, if the bris is pushed off, so then you don't do the bris on Shabbos. But even though Shabbos may be the first, let's say the baby's not healthy, and then the baby gets better, you can't do it on Shabbos. But a mila bismana is open Shabbos. What about the machshire mila? What about the bris that has to happen and then there's no knife or whatever it is? So according to the Rebbe Lezer, machshire mila also docha Shabbos. You can manufacture a knife on Shabbos. So let's say you have to carry the baby somewhere, the Noeir, or the mall has to carry his material, or whatever. So all these things, according to Belezer, are allowed. That's why it's called the Belezer de Mila. And the Mishnah says, and the Gemara rather says, that the Rice says that in the place of Belezer, they used to Machshire Mila, even on Shabbos, even the secondary matters were done on Shabbos. So that's what comes out from the Sugya and Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. And the Gemara then goes on and tells a story also that one time Levi Ikla Rebbe Yosef Rishba, Rishba is some kind of a bird hunter, okay, Isola Kame Resha the Tivsa, or the Tavsa Bechalva, peacock, okay, they brought him a poultry, fowl, in milk, Velomelo Velomidi, he didn't say a word about it. He also came to Rebbe, Amalei, Amailo, Tishmatina, why don't you punish them and tell them they're not allowed to do this? Amalei, Asad, Yudah, Miseru, Vamina, Darish, Lakub, Yosef, Lila, Dami, Yotzov, Shainu, Cholomek. In Stoma, they held like this other Shita. So, you know, Rebbe said you should have, rebuked them or whatever. Didn't do it because he thought they followed that Shita. Anyway, so that's the Sugya, Yosef, Glili holds, and Psar Chaya is also the Raisa, it's a two-fold machlokas. Yukiva's in the middle. Yukiva says, Chaya and Ofa both drabonim. Yosef Glili says no. Chaya is also doraisa, but milk is that the chicken rather poultry is also even is butter even on a drabonim level. Okay, I have here the Torah Abayis of the Rashba. I don't read that whole piece. It says. Okay, I mean, I don't have to read the whole thing. It's the summary of the Shita. What's important to recognize is that what we're talking about here, again, this whole siman, the first siman of Shulchan to set the whole tone for Basar Cholov. This is Lo Sivasha of the Biba Halimoy, not to cook Basar Cholov. So we have to decide what is cooking, right, that we spoke about. We have to decide what is Basar.
as we're talking about now, they have to decide what is cholov.
Yeah.
That's the Rosh Hashanah business. Yeah.
Right. No, he wanted to say the same thing. Yeah,
yeah,
sure. Because he probably didn't hold like that, but he probably held like the other sheep did, but he didn't want to rebuke them for doing the wrong thing. I think that the Gemara says regarding Belezid that even after Belezid died, they continued to do Mashir and Bilid on Shabbos, and it wasn't wrong, it was right, because I think the other city got destroyed, they didn't get destroyed, they didn't mark the Shabbos. This is somebody at the beginning of Rosen Kuflam and Gimel, someone at Kuflam and Al, someone who wrote the Mila. So they got rewarded. Then eventually that sheet that was outvoted and they didn't follow anymore. But at the beginning, after they followed, yeah, because right, you could say, or, because it doesn't say the lady partook, but it didn't. Yeah, it could be. It's not likely that he would have eaten it if he held the other one. So it's possible. Okay, I also printed a page of Enos, just so we know, one of the Bishonim, Rabbi Yonasan, I called him the Lunil, one of the Balayatosis. So we have a parish, Bionason, on about the 21 Meseftas, I think, and then it's a lot of times it's on the Rif. You know, it follows the order of the Rif. So it depends on which source you look. But anyway, Bionason here summarizes on this submission, Kufi Gemel, okay? He says basically the same, just a clear summary of what this machlokus is, that according to Bikiva, Chai is not also in Atar, just Rabbanon, again, because of the drosha from Yudi. Okay, and the Bikiva, an oath is us with our bottom as well, okay, because that's a lashon enam in the Torah. The Yosef Gilead doesn't dash in that way, and so on. Anyway, from all of this, it appears very simple. It's a machlokas and a mission between the. Let's talk about oath for a moment. It's a machlokas and a mission between the Yosef Gilead and the Bikiva. So how would we paskin? Paskin Bikiva because there's a cloud. Halach Bikiva. Rekiva disputes one other Tana, so the halacha passed by Rekiva, and therefore we would pass in that Chai and Oph are both us and Rabbanon, which is what it says in the Shohar. Comes along Tosus and throws a monkey wrench into the picture. Tosus back on Kuf Yud Gimel. Let's take a look. Tosus says, Dimamasim Sar Behema. Tosus says, on the opening line of the Mishnah, Sar Behema Tahor, Bechala Behema Tahor, Osir Lavasha, and so on. Okay. Who had din the sar of the rabbanon the osim and atorah comes along Tosus and says there's a third shita here in the Mishnah, a phantom shita. It doesn't say it explicitly in the Mishnah, but Rabbi Akiva says Tosus says there's a third shita that the sar of according to the rabbanon is osim and atorah. The dafka Rabbi Akiva who the amar chayva of ainam in atorah. But he says Rabbi Akiva talks up. And says, Rekiva Omer, Chayva Oph, Enam in HaTorah, he is reacting to what he understood was the opening statement of the Chachamim, who held that Chay and Oph is Midoraisa. Okay? Who Adin, Besar Oph, Rabbanon, Osim in HaTorah. The Dafka Rekiva Udama Chayva Oph, Enam in HaTorah. The Nafka Lamidor Shekaman, Esha, Osim Mishun Nebela, Osim Lavashul Mechala. Where did this third sheet of this Rabbanon come from? They darshan like Rabbi Yosef Glili that anything included under Nevela is subject to Basa Mechala. And they don't accept the idea that, it has to be Chalav Ein. So, according to Tosus, we have, in effect, a third Shita in this discussion, which is not so evident. Okay? That the Rabbanan, the Chachamim, call whatever you want, are arguing with Rekiva, and they say Bsar Ov. Rekiva said Bsar Ov is Rabbanan. Okay? So they argue and they say, no, Bsar Oph is Doraisa. So now there are three sheetahs of Bsar Oph. Okay? Rabbi Yosef Glili says it's Mutter and Gans, completely Mutter, even the Rabbanon. The other extreme is the Rabbanon says it's also Doraisa. The Kiri in the middle says that it's also the Rabbanon. Okay? And again, the according to what Tosus says, the link in the Pasuk from Basim Chalav and Nevela teaches that anything subject to Nevela, including Oph, is also in Basim Chalav. They don't accept that Droshim Chalav Ein. So now we have a third shita, which doesn't appear, calling a phantom shita, doesn't appear explicitly in the Mishnah. Okay, the Bsar Oph is Osim in HaTorah. Okay, now, the problem with this, in terms of Psak Halacha, so now, one second. Now, suddenly, if it's true that this is the shita of the Chachamim, so now it's no longer so pashut to say that the Halacha Kerekiva Chaver, what is a Mekiva one-on-one of Yisak Glili? That's one thing. But now it's not quite as Pashuk, because now we have a third sheet, which is identified as a sheet of the Chachamim. The Psar Of is Asim in HaTorah. Okay, and again, because the drosha related to Navela. So they hold, and by the way, Chayel, they'll agree with the Yisak Glili by Chayel. Okay, the Yisak Glili already said Chayel is Asim in HaTorah, so this Chachamim agree as well, the same reason. Now, Tosus is not a Das Yochid here. Number 12, we have the Tosus Harosh, Psar Behemoth Tahora. Okay, number 12, Tosus Harosh here in the Sugya. Psar Behemoth Tahora, Bechol Behemoth Tahora, Osir, Behu Adin, Chayav Oath, Osir Rabbana in the Torah. Chayav, the Dafka Bekimu, Domer Chayav Oath, and in the Torah. There's like Lili Oath, the Nafka Bedrosh, Esher, Osir, Nishum, the Vela, Osir, Rosh, Bechol. Okay, now, so Tosus Harosh will ask the question. If the Drosh is correct, that everything included under the Nevela is subject to Bosa B'chalot, which is what these Chachamim say. See, even Yosef Galili admitted there was an exception, the Hainu Oath. Oath is subject to Nevela, but it has an exclusion because of Chalev Ein. There's no Chalev Ein by Oath. But according to this new Shita, this missing Shita, this implied Shita, the Chachamim, the Tosis, and the Rosh come up with, so everything is included, everything is subject to Nevela. It's a Nevela, subject to Bosu Chalav. So how come the Gemara goes on, the very first line, we read this last time, the Gemara asks, how do we know that Gedi doesn't mean what? Only Gedi. Maybe it means that it depends whether it says Gedi Izim, remember that? It includes Rachel and Par and other things. Because what do you need that whole Limud? According to the Chachamim, anything subject to Nevela. So that's what the Rashi asks. In the Tosfos Harosh, he's a kashuli. My boy, the Gemara, but not immediately came in the Af Chayav Oath Nafkim Losuch Nevela. Okay, once you include Chaya and Oath and everything is subject to Nevela, so if I state such a Parah and a Racha and other types of Behemoth Torahs are included as well, what does the Gemara have to ask that question? Right, understand that Rashi's kasha. He's asking once you're broadening and you're saying everything subject to Nevela is subject to Basim Chala, so it should be the same thing. Why does the Gemara even have a kasha? You have to come with a drosh that says Gedi, not the Gizim, whatever. What do you need that for? It's something for Vela. End of discussion. Tosfos Harosh said, yeah, which came first? I don't want to say chicken and egg or confuse people. Which came first? Right? And the Rosh says, he says, nearly, the Ilav, the Abina Par Baruch, the Abina Darshim, the Kesha, the Abina meaning Zeres HaKos, it would be Dafka. No. You need that point about Gedi, not being Gedi Dafka, okay, to open the door to broadening the definition other Nevela animals. In other words, you might have thought Gedi, Xeris HaKosim. Why Gedi? I don't know why. Xeris HaKosim, Kosh Baruch Hu said, Dafka Gedi. Once you've opened the door and saying Gedi doesn't mean Dafka Gedi, so now you can open the door the other way. Okay, anyway, that's a Kosh Baruch Hu, just kind of a side point. Okay. Now, but anyway, it comes out from all of this that we have now a new Shita, and that is a Shita of the Rabbah. Good. Now take a look at the next source, that's the Rosh. Here, Parakestan of the Aleph. Okay. The Rosh points out, but I'm printing, okay. The Rosh points out that the let's take a look. It's Parakestan of the Aleph. Good to see the side. Not that difficult, but it's just an interesting point. Is there a different pagination there? No. So he says, quotes the Mishnah. He says, "Umasha heidi Rav Alphas, the Rabbi Akiva." See, that's about three quotes. The first is quotes the Mishnah, four lines in it. "Umasha heidi Rav Alphas." That's the riff. "Umasha heidi Rav Alphas, the Rabbi Akiva." The Rif only quoted the Shita of Akiva. Below, hey, the Yosef Glili, Mishum, Shaposek, Halacha, Akiva. Obviously, he says, since the Rif quotes only the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, then obviously that's how he paskins. Okay, paskins Rabbi Akiva. That Chayav Oaf are both not Minat Torah. Okay? And then he says, Yisrael Rabbanon Pliga, that if he would have held, like Tosas, that the Rabbanon argued, in other words, we just saw in Tosfos that there's a mystery third Shita here, a Shita of the Chachamim. Evidently, the Rosh points out, the Rif didn't believe that. Because otherwise, the Rif wouldn't have passed him like a Rabbi Akiva. So the Yisrael, the Rabbanon, Pliga, Le'ah, Kaimel, and Al-Kabbi Kiva, Chaveiro. the dafke, the low kinnig and rabbi. Elavada is real the low plea. Elatanakama Omar Shinog, Mehemet Tahor, dafke, the low kinnig to mea. Rekim beforeish, Mehechon ismatu, chayav of Mehemet to mea. The Rosh says, apparently the Rif did not learn like Tosis. Otherwise, the Rif would not have passed like a Rekiva, because it's against the Chloe of Pesach. So therefore, what is the Rif hold? That a Rekiva is not reacting. The statement of the Mishnah, again, is an important, just an important thing that they're going to learn a Mishnah, a simple Mishnah. But the Rekiva is coming along, and it's not commenting, explaining, it's not reacting, and saying, no, the Chacham are wrong, and Chai and Ofer are both Drabbanon, as if the Chacham said Chai and Ofer not Drabbanon, they're Doraisa. Says the Rosh, the Rif at least understands that's not true. He's explaining, he's just giving you the Mukkar. The word Gedi, the Mishnah started by talking about Behemoth Temeah, right? So the same word Gedi that excludes Behemoth Temeah from Masul Chalok, and the Kiva adds, by the way, it also excludes Chai and Of, because it's three times, Chai and Of, Behemoth Temeah. He's just elaborating on the Chacham, not disagreeing. So we have basically now a fundamental Machok, which we've shown him, as to what's going on in this Mishnah, and it has a major nafkamina in terms of Pesach. That's what the Rosh is pointing out. If you hold like Tosis that you have this third Shita, and that represents the Chachamim, that Psar Of is Doraisa, so it means according to that, that's how we should paskin. And the Rosh, well, in the Tosa Rosh seemed to have the same Diak as Tosis, that's in the Tosa Rosh, in his commentary here, in his Halachas, he simply quotes the Rift and evidently disagrees. The side point, the Rosh Yosef, again, I've quoted in the past, that's from the Prima Gadim, Rosh Yosef Chulin has a point. He says, if you look in the Mishnah, the expression is Rabbi Akiva Omer. Okay? Rabbi Akiva Omer. You know, I haven't noticed sometimes in the Mishnah where it says Rab so-and-so Omer, and sometimes it's Omar Rab so-and-so. Right? The name first, then the word Omer, or first the verb Omar. So one of the rules in general, says the Rosh Yosef here, the Chulin, on the same Omer, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Midinokat Loshen Plugta. Below Nokat Omer Rabbi Akiva, okay, the Lashon Rabbi Akiva Omer, somebody Omer, is usually a Lashon indicating that he's introducing a differing opinion than what came before. As opposed to Omer Akiva, he said, Nokat Lashon Plukta, below Nokat Omer Akiva, Shmamino de la Fluge Atanakama also. Pimadarim says you can be Medayek in the language of the Mishnah that Tosis is right. And maybe that's even what drove Tosis to that. In other words, what is it that, you know, pushed Tosis to come up with the fact that there's a third sheet that doesn't really say it in the Mishnah. But the Prima Gadim is suggesting that no, the fact that it says Rekiva Omer rather than Rekiva, Shema Minor de la Fluga Tanakaba also. Okay? Ukumosha Kosa Tosis, like Tosis says. Okay, and therefore it comes out, Vishalosh Machokas Bedover. So summarizes neatly. Sholosh Machokas Bedover, Tanakama Kulamana Torah. According to Tanakama, everything is also in the Torah. Chaya, Of, it's also in the Raisa. Rekiva, the other extreme is Chayav Of Enem in a Torah. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Chayav in a Torah, but Of Enem in a Torah. Okay? And not only that, because Of, Avil Dabanon Lek, and Lassid, come on, like in his city, like we saw before. Okay? However, the Prima Gadim notes that while this is logical, the Rosh points out, like we just saw, Aval HaRosh Zal, Simon of Aleph, Ushar Poskim, Sabra, the Bekiva, before Ishu, the Retanakama, below the Polygolem. The Rosh quoted the Rif is that no, Rekiva is not arguing with any. There's no Tanakam. He's not arguing. There's no Tanakam with a separate opinion. There's no Chacham with a separate opinion. He's just not arguing. He's just clarifying. He said Loshon Pluta. No. He said there'll be a Kasher. And in this edition, I see they point to the Tosis Yontif. If you look in 15, the Tosis Yontif on our Mishnah Chulin, it's Parakas Mishnah Dalet, points out that this rule of Omar or he Omer, you know, it's not 100% to other places. You want to look up, so come to do a doctoral study, something like that, to figure out why sometimes it says either this one is Omer or Omar. You know, it's a Tosis Yontif where he points out that it's not a uniform rule that always. So this will be, usually it's true, the Prima Gadim is right, usually the Bekiva Omer sounds like he's coming to argue, but Tosis Yontif says don't get excited, sometimes it's not like that. Okay. I want to point out, I have to say, that I didn't see anybody say this. But the truth of the matter is, that just, you know, you should be aware of it. Even if you hold that, in fact, in our Mishnah, there is no other opinion. Okay, it's only a Bekivan of Yosef Glili. Even if you hold like that, the way the Rif seems to learn, not like Tosis, that such a sheet that does exist in the, you know, Talmudic universe, okay, take a look in the Mechilta, in Parshas Mishpatim, Mechilta of Yishmael. Parshas Mishpatim. It's called Masechta Dekasa, Parsha Chof, on the Dira Masa Lo Sevashel Gedi, the first. Look at that, it's 16. Rabbi Yonason Omer. Okay, let's find the right words. Harisho Tchila Rabbi Eindar Shetchil Sheni Slob Gedin Behema Tahora B'Tal Masa B'Tal Masa B'Tal In Limaratal Tahora Shemso Osu Zbash B'Chava Yochal Af Just a second. Yeah, I already read it. I see it might be a different edition. It says here Rabbi Yoshio. So maybe the addition I had to be honest, that's it. V'pnei ma ne'ema v'shosh mekomos, achas le'behema, achas le'chaya, achas le'of. So whoever it was, the Yonah son of Yosha, okay, learned the threefold repetition is marbe, iser of v'shachol of behema, and chaya, and of. The rice. I'm just pointing out, in the Mechilta, there is takas, such a shita, that Pesar Oaf is also derisive. That's what I want to get out of it. Whoever said it, there's a different version of the Chilta. Okay? But the three times, Lo Sivasha Gidi B'Chalei Rimo, comes to be Mar Behema and Chai and Oaf. So this Shita, we'll call it Shita of Yonason or Yosha, whatever it is, okay, the Pesar Oaf is Min HaTorah. So even if you want to argue that you can't prove anything from our Mishnah on that, the way the Rif learns, and others learn that Bekiva is not coming to argue, but coming to elaborate, to expand upon the Tanakhama, but I just wanted you to be aware of the fact that there is in halacha, Mechilta is Medrash halacha, there is such a shita. So the Tzar Oath is the Raisa. Yeah.
Is anyone from
Kuf Dalet? Or call up.
From the Gemara says halacha is the Raisa, came out of the Kiva, and then.
Yeah, but the Gemara will answer. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, I'm just pointing out that there is the shita. Now, this would not, however, would not necessarily change the psak, because again, this is not chachamim. This is not a plural here. In other words, if you, the diak of Tosas, or the concern of Tosas was, and then the Rush pointed out also, that the Rif, if he would have held like Tosas, would not have been able to pass like a Bekiva. I'm pointing out that Shita exists, in the Medrash Halacha, but it would not be a problem to pass like a Bekiva, because it's only a lone Shita. So it's again, Halacha, Bekiva, and Chavera. Right? He's arguing with Yosef Glili and he's arguing with him, but they're in different directions. Yosef Glili says Psar Oaf is Mutter altogether. This Yonah son of Yosha holds the Psar Oaf is also the Raisa. Right. So the Kiva, if it's still possible, I can be Kiva. That's the point I'm trying to bring out. Okay? In the Chedusha Rosh. The Chiddush Rashba here in Chulin, again Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, lots of Yeshiva Omer. Okay, he agrees, like the Tosfos, that there is another Shita in the Mishnah Shita Pachamim. Okay, so I'm pointing out that Tosfos is not a Das Yochid, but what the Rashba points, I'm not going to read inside now. Rashba points out, nevertheless, we pass him like a Nekiva. The Chiddush HaRashba, which I'm summarizing now, Rashba agrees, like Tosas, that there is a third Shita. You know, forget about, I just pointed out the Mechilta to let you know that even if you hold again, you know, that the Mishnah of Akiva, it's only two Shita, the other Akiva, you say, there's a third Shita on earth. Okay, fine. But even if the Rashba is conceding, like the Tosas say, or Balei Tosas say, that there is a third Shita in the Mishnah. Okay? Nonetheless, he says, still, it's okay to pass him, like Akiva. All right, because he says certain Gemaras, he brings riots from certain Gemaras that are mashma more like a Akiva. Okay, in other words, you pass an Akiva, that it's only also Dabonon, because the Sugi and the Gemara, and that's what you're referring to, Kuf Dalet. No? Did you mention? Yeah, Kuf. Before they mentioned Kuf Dalet, maybe not. Whatever, there are Shitas and there are Sugis and the Gemara which are mashma like him. Okay? And. The other thing he says, bottom line, we can also pass him like Rabbi Akiva because even though there's this other Shita, it's not mefurish. It's not mefurish in the language of the Mishnah. It's not mefurish, so the rules change a little bit. Okay? The Rabbi Yosef Glili argues mefurish. Here, it's you know, implied, it's indirect, so therefore the rules don't necessarily apply. All right.
Wouldn't that also make sense why we would even possibly Rabbi Akiva in light of the Mechilba? Because it's meaning...
Right, that it's not... It's not
explicit.
It's not... Well, the Mechilba is explicit.
But it's not explicit.
It's not
our mission.
As a Machokis, right. Right. But anyway, it comes out, though, that there are Tanoi somewhere who hold that Pesar Oaf is Osir Mida Oraisa. You look in the Rambam, in the Parish HaMishnah of the Rambam, 18, Parish HaMishnah of the Rambam here, the Rambam summarized the Gemara, and he never mentions any Shita, sorry, the Mishnah, I mean, and he never mentions any Shita the Chacham. He mentions the Akiva and the Yosef Glili. So the Rambam would seem to learn, like the Rif, that there is no third, again, leaving the Mechilta out of the mix, but there is no third type of Shita. Okay, if you want to see, as always, a good summary, the Meiri summarized the whole Sugya. He also does not mention any such extra shita that pops in out of out of the diyuk in the Mishnah. So let's take a look in terms of psak. So the Rambam is in Parak Tes, Halacha Gimel. Parak Tes of the Machalos Asuras, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes. First, he writes, "Ein osim in a Torah el b'sar behemet tahor b'chol behemet tahor shenem alos vashu b'lachal yimo u'bidihu kol avladash or vladaseh v'areiz ad shifu l'chol b'yom v'gidihizim." Fine. "V'lo v'gidih b'chol v'alash nivar kosim b'hov." So first of all, the Rambam says, it's the rice is only b'sar behemet tahor in milk. "Av b'sar behemet tahor shabosh b'chol behemet tmeya shabishu b'chol behemet tmeya ol b'sar behemet tmeya shabishu b'chol behemet tahor mutu l'vash on mutu b'hanoh." Then chayav chalos mishabos v'chalav. The other issur benapos v'chalav. That's issur chalos. We talked about that. Now in dalit, v'chein b'sar chayav v'of. Rama says mefurish. Parak tes v'chus machalav v'sur. Chalav v'dalit. V'chein b'sar chayav v'of. Vein v'chalav chayav. Vein v'chalav behema. Eino osu b'chilim v'atorah. And l'fichach muta l'vashla u'muta b'hanav. And v'osu b'chilim in the very sofrim. Today shall yifshit to her arm the avol the iser bas mechalav shal torah the yochlu b'sar tahor yochlu b'sar tahor mechalav torah tray ein mashma kosm elagdi b'chalay gemo mamish mifichach asu kol bas mechalav. The Rambam here gives us actually a little verbose. This Rambam, I was thinking about this, I haven't fully formulated it yet, but the Rambam basically tells us the b'sar of. It's also nikarbonon, therefore it's not included. There's no isra chilu b'daraisa, and therefore it's mutar to cook it. It's mutar b'hana, and it's also b'chila only rabbonon. Why? So that people won't make a mistake and will end up eating real bas b'chalav shalat b'daraisa. They'll eat b'sar tahora b'chalav tahora. Okay, the Rambam is concerned, possibly, likely, that people. It's certainly true today. I'm not sure it's true in the days of the Rambam. But people tend to associate poultry with meat. I mentioned once in the past, we even call it in English white meat, dark meat, right? We refer to it as meat. Very often today at the fancy customers, you have the main course, a little piece of meat, a big piece of meat, whatever, and a piece of chicken, right? Or sometimes you have a choice. But the fancy ones, they give you both, and you're full for the smorg anyway, so we eat it every time. But anyway, they give you a piece of meat, a piece of chicken, people put it together, refer to it as meat. They like white meat, they like dark meat, right? So poultry referred to as meat. The Rambam says that people are going to be in the habit of eating. Poultry, chicken, turkey, whatever, chicken with milk. So they end up eating b'sar behemoth of the Torah with milk as well, and the milah of the raisa. And therefore, it's a regular siog like so many others. I just want to mention, I don't want to say the Rambam then goes on. He gives a whole drush. I don't have an answer. I'm going to think about it. I don't have an answer yet. He says. Also, b'chil is how kadesh or yusha to all the other smells from the Torah. The yochum sar Torah b'chal of Torah shaharei ein mashma kosav al gedi b'chalei v'imal mamesh l'fichach asu kol basam b'chal. He adds extra word. He says, well, the pasuk only says gedi, and therefore you might think it's only that, but it mix people up. So therefore, they asu all basam b'chal. I don't know what the Rambam is driving at, other than to suggest. We have to see if this comes up later, or think about it further. Maybe someone has an approach. It's almost like the Rambam is telling us that the whole Isser of Psar Oaf, in its essence, there are different types of Isser Darbana. You know, Sar Of, he's saying, is a drabon. It's totally a zera only that you might, you know, eat. It doesn't have the status of maybe a full drabon. I'm not sure. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just wondering.
Isn't he just spelling out the kain d'oraisa?
Yeah, but he doesn't usually do that. I don't know if he always does that. I don't know. I'm just trying to think the whole iser, Sar Of. We'll see. It may make a difference later when we talk about the Rabbanon and Bisar Of with Cholov. It's only Rabbanon. You know, it may be a certain type of Bisar of this Rabbanon. You know, the whole thing is only because, I don't know, it's something to think about. I'm not sure. Now, the only thing is that the Noseh Ken on the Rambam wonder, and maybe this is part of it, I don't know. Okay, this is what got me thinking about it. The Noseh Ken on the Rambam are bothered a little bit. So, why did they not aser bishul psar of b'cholov drabana? Why did they not aser hanor? In other words, they asered psar of achila drabana. So why did it go? Rama says specifically mutal of ashu. You know why, right? Leficha mutal of ashu mutal hanor. Because it's not the rice. But why didn't they extend the iser drabana, you know, to other things as well? Then the Mishnah is bothered a little bit by this. Okay, they didn't do it. He has a little bit, he says. He says, really? Far Sharbeno, the high levasha lechel, the lishon of the quarter. Right, because he's bothered at the beginning why the Rambam use the lashon of Bishul, that's the lashon of the Torah, final lashon of Vashel. He says, however, Lo nesu chayv of afilu midivrayim shelo osu osu melo v'achila b'vad v'nei achila b'sar b'hema ha-motsur avo v'bishul v'hano lo nesu. Okay, apparently he feels that achila is more, you know, more common, or it's a greater concern. Lo yofu kocho v'osu b'hema tarim cholav t'mishu tarim v'bishul v'hano. He says they didn't want to make of worse or stricter than b'sar b'hema t'meya. Sar Behema Temeya is Mutter, but we don't find that they ever asered Bishul of Sar Behema Temeya in Cholov. Okay, only Aser Achila. So the Magid Mishnah says they didn't want to make, the Chum didn't want to make Sar Of more stringent than Behema Temeya. Shemutar Bishul Anor, like we learned earlier. Okay, and therefore they made the Gzera only on Achila, not on Bishul. Lechem Mishnah, and in the language, I'm going to get Achila Bavad, Achila is probably here on Motsu. And that's what the Lechem Mishnah has an unusual expression here. Lechem Mishnah here, again, the same sieve. Lechem Mishnah says, well, there's a greater taiva to eat it than it is to cook it. Look at the very end of Lechem Mishnah. He says, Avo lo gozu bishul, de ein zeh davar taiva klal. Chein hano eno nira taiva kemo achila. I don't know. I mean, I guess he says, you know, you want to eat something. First, you ever hear a guy, oh, I'm dying to cook? That's what Lechem Mishnah is saying. I'm not sure I fully understand it. I mean, that's what he's basically saying. A guy who sees chicken and it looks delicious, you can have a chicken burger with cheese, whatever. You never heard a person who's dying to cook it. They're dying to eat it. You know, it's a taiva to eat it. Okay, you have to take that a little bit of on the question. But that's what it says. Now, getting back to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch, again, also, we passed it like a Mekiva, as we saw. Okay, it's in Pei Zayin, Nar Sif Sif Gimel. So he says, "Bsar chayav of." Started with this, "Bsar chayav of." Afilu b'chol of Torah, mutar bishul v'hanah. Ba'af b'achilu ene oser ela b'darbanah. Okay, that's the pesach in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, like Rabbi Akiva. Whether or not he held there was another shita somewhere, or the Mechilta there is such a shita, or he held another shita in the Gemara, but he said we pass on the Akiva anyways. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, the Pesach Tshuva. It's in Cotton Zion. The Tshuva says, "Who adin ipcha b'sar behema Torah b'cholam chayatar enos from Torah." Okay, just the same thing. You know, the Shulchan Aruch is spelled out. But b'sar behema Torah b'cholam chayatar again. But by oath, there's no cholam. But whichever one, whatever is the meat, whatever is the milk, if it's behema Torah chayatar, it's included. But the Shach, which is Cotton Dalid, makes an interesting comment. Goddess. Shach quotes the Marshal, and the Shach is a Bachdal. Okay, he writes as follows: Das amechaber The Bsar Chai Ba'of Eno Osa Bachila Afil Dar Bishal of Darbana Mutter Bahana Bishal Gamre. Good. Umarshal the Haba Tolu Atzman Bidivre Maharai Mahago Shariduris in the Mayan Vav. That's the Tradition of Mahago Shariduru. Mashakosa Kosha Mahokel Neger Hatosis. Guess what? Says the Shah, there are those who say, not so fast. Not so fast. The Rambam and the Mechaber, okay. But the Tosfos said, watch out, say it. The Tosfos said there's a third sheet there. Our phantom sheet in the Mishnah, right? Which we said the stems with a Mechilta. That there is a sheet that Bsar Of is the Rabbanim. I'm sorry, Bsar Of is also Midoraisa. And the Balei Tosfos says that the sheet of who? Of the Chachamim, which is the majority. So guess what? The Halach is like them. So that's how the Marshal and the Bach Paskin is based on other Rishonim. Because Koshe Lahokyam Negara Tosos. Lechach Posku, the Bsar Chai, the Opechol of the Oraisa. Okay, so the Shach quotes there is such a Shita among Poskin that it's Osimi Doraisa. That's our Tosos that referred to it. There's another Shita against the Kiva. The Shach himself goes on to say he doesn't think it's correct. The Sifre have Zati Diver Omshu Garbonon in Ashaz. Okay, and he says that's the majority of the postkin, not like this Marshal, for whatever the reasons, either because it's not, there was, the sheet is only the Mechilta, so it's a Das Yochid anyway, against the Mekiva, or even if it's the majority, but some said, well, like Rosh Bo said, that it's not Mefurish against the Mekiva, or because of the Gemaras that arise the Mekiva, whatever reasons you want to give. We don't paskin like that, and he says, notice that the language in this, okay, the Marai is with Yisrael Isolai, that's the Chus Hadeshim, okay? He says, Lo kama el shekosha lohokyom neger atosis. Kosha lohokyom, you know, he's not saying the halachas like that. He's saying, you know, we should be choshish, maybe for tosis, that's a little bit vague, right? In other words, he's not quite, even the those who were, the Shabbos point out, even the Bach, even these Rishonim, the Bach is quoting these Rishonim, they don't quite come out and say that you have to treat Bsar Of as also B'chol of Daraisa. They say it's Kosher L'Hakam, a good idea to stay away from it. And therefore, as the Shach says, Shalom Lechol Gvina Achal Bsar Of Miyad. Okay, you don't eat cheese after meat, right, after even after chicken right away. Avamod Ledina the Bsar Of B'chol Darbanon. But he says, he brings riot, but they agree that ultimately Darbanon. So the Shach rejects the whole thing. Okay? And that's what we're usually accustomed to thinking. Right? We're usually accustomed to thinking that Bsar Of is only Osu Drabana, therefore it's Mutter Bishul, Mutter Ba'ana, with all the Nafkaminas. I just want to point out that as strange as this sheet of sound, all of a sudden you have a Marshal that says Bsar Of is Osu Daraisa. Okay? I mean, again, it's a tremendous, against the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Marshal disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch sometimes. But I just want to point out to you that it's not such a wild sheet of. Know, as we might think. Take a look, and we'll give a little tour quickly of some of the, this is what I think you saw, you were probably referring to. Okay? You take a look at the first Mishnah in Parak Kalabosa, which begins with the words Kalabosa, right? The Mishnah is Kuf Gimel Beis. The Mishnah says, Kalabosa, Asul of Asher B'chalav, Chutz Mibsar Dogim B'chagof. Okay, all meat you're not allowed to cook with Chalav, except for the meat from fish, you know, the fish. And from Chagoven, various types of grasshoppers or insects. Number one. Number two, V'asu v'halos im ha'gvin al ha'shulchan, chutz mibsar dogim v'chagoven. Again, kol ha'basar. Now, if you read that Mishnah by itself, it's saying all these things, kol ha'basar, anything classified in any way, shape, or form of meat, you know, from the body of a living creature, it's usur to cook with milk, it's usur to put it on the table with cheese, except for Bsar Dog and Chagovna, the top of Kuf Dalit, then in the dark, Hanodim and Habasar, the guy takes a neder, I'm not going to eat meat. The guy takes a neder, I'm not eating meat. So can he eat chicken? Says the Mishnah, no. Hanodim and Habasar, Mutter, Bsar Dog and Chagovna, but not Bsar Of. So again, the simple reading of this Mishnah is the Takim Bsar Of is included as regular Basar for all purposes. That's a simple reading. Okay? Rashi says, Kalabasar, Afagadrachon Gedi, Huadin L'Chayev Of. Okay, and later on, there's a machlokas in Ikra Man Dama, Ikra Man Rabbana. Right? Some say that's our Mishnah Kufi Gimel, but it's the rights of the Rabbana. But again, Gedi doesn't mean only Gedi, it means Chayav Oaf as well. Okay, you can't even put it on the table. Why? Dilma Asal Nechdinu, because they end up eating together and so on. Okay, even though you could eat, strictly speaking, you could eat meat after cheese. Okay, we know that, right? So in other words, you don't have to wait. Let's leave out hard cheese. You don't have to wait. You can eat meat after cheese. Nonetheless, we're afraid you eat it together. And by another, okay, says Rashi, called no, there ain't diet to Al-Apaloshim and Adam, Shu Kori, Shem Adover, Kap, Rashmin Masin, the Chol, Mean, Masar, Adam Kori, Abbas, Chutz, Masar, Dag, Machagam. Like we said, even in English, all types of meat, poultry, animals, birds, whatever, our people call it meat. Fish, I guess in English, you call meat. Whatever there is on a grasshopper, on Chagamin, I don't know what you call it in English either. What do you call it, fish? Sometimes I think people do call it meat, but I think the fish, they don't usually call it meat even in English, no? Like, anyone know?
Flesh.
Fish, it's called fish, right? I don't think they really refer to it as a meat per se, usually in English either. And the same thing with chagom. So that's the, that's what Rashi says, okay? And on that Mishnah, that I printed on the sheets here, I think we did in Rosh Boa. Yeah, the Kedusha Rosh Boa, that Mishnah, Kalabosa is 29. Rosh Boa, Kuf Kimo, Bey, Zilmasa, Kalabosa. Kalabosa, also Rosh Bechalab. Listen to the Kornak, and see what Vash shall find. Rosh Boa, Vash, Rosh Lechal, Koma. Okay, it means both, now the cook, now the eat, and so on. Okay, and he says other things. Kuda chulam udashim. The afal gav the b'sar also b'cholam the boss b'cholam nam udashim. Or he can tam to sef the b'sar b'cholam doy bars of chutzot etc. Okay, the Rosh Bo adds. The Rosh Bo adds that b'rishul means achila and so on. And in all cases, whether it's chulam, whether it's udashim, and whether it's included in the specific in the Mishnah or not. All right. Now take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara asks right away, "Ha'of osin midaraisa, keman or kevikiva?" Right, that's what you're referring to. The sugya kuvdalet says, "One second. So you take this Mishnah literally, kol habosar, except for what fish and meat, okay? Is osus that would include even oaf, and that's against the kevikiva. Dear kevikiva, I'm a chayv of and a Torah." Okay. Then he asks to get some Nadar. Anyway, at the end of the sugya, Mark concludes that from Ashi Omar, a few lines down, Kula Bekiva. No, it could go like a Bekiva too. Vahochi Kama, Kola Bosor Osol Vasho Becholo. They hadn't been Divrei Torah, they hadn't been Divrei Sofrim. The Bekiva could learn the Mishnah, they know Raya. Because the Mishnah says, Kola Bosor, you're not allowed to eat it. Yeah, it's true, you're not allowed to eat it. Kibbutz, I agree. However, sometimes it's Doraisa, sometimes it's Rabbanan. So there's no right. Now, this sounds to me, and maybe, you know, not like a kvetch, but it's a teretz. In other words, a simple reading of the Mishnah would imply not like a Bekiva. However, if Bekiva gets out of it, it says no. Sometimes it's Doraisa, sometimes it's Rabbanan. All right, but it's true. Whatever it says in the Mishnah is true. Kol HaBosur is Osur. Sometimes Osur means Osur Doraisa, sometimes means Osur Midrabbanan. Okay, so therefore, this is the teretz how the Mishnah can work according to Rabbi Akiva. But again, the pashtus of the Mishnah would seem to indicate not like Rabbi Akiva, which would work very well, it seems to me, if there is, in fact, this third sheet in our Mishnah as well, right? The Tanakama or the Chachamim of our Mishnah, this mystery or phantom sheet that the Tosas and the Rosh introduce, but other than the Rosh Boy people used to it. Would flow more smoothly from this Mishnah, even though the Bekiva managed to get out of it. Okay. Right. You give a different terms. Yeah. He said that there is such a Rabbanan. Right. That should have pointed out. He's also pointing out, and that's Ravashi's answer for Bekiva. But the previous Shita, or more of Yosef, he's saying there is another Shita, there's a Rabbanan, and I'm saying you could say that is the same Rabbanan, so to speak, as appear in our Mishnah. And also, it would explain why our Mishnah didn't present the Shita. In other words, it flows from this Mishnah. This is all one Shita. That's all one Shita. Okay? Yeah. Okay. One other Ha'ara and then we'll call it a day. There's another Sugya, okay, and that's back in on our daf from before, Kufi Gimel and Aleph. Okay, go back to our daf, the previous Mishnah. We read the second Mishnah on the page. It's the first Mishnah. It's right before the second one. It's all towards the bottom of the page. It says, Hamala es ha'of imagrina ala shulchan eino over below sase. If somebody puts chicken, okay, oaf, on a table of cheese, you don't violate a lo sase. Eino over a lo sase. Says Rashi, eino over a lo sase. He gufu lo itzrif. Now, one second. Why would anybody think putting something on a table is not a lo sase? What's the havamina? There's no isser anywhere to put something on the same table. Right? So Rashi is, what's going on here? What's the kamashon, what my kamashon in the Mishnah? Hamalas, oaf, vina shulchan, eino over, no kidding. Okay, where do you have a lav in the Torah to put chicken on a table of cheese? Of course there's no lo sase. So Rashi says, he gufo lo istruf, ta lo lav deraisa. Ela diyuka de lo istruf, lo neidek neha, ochel of kecholov over. La fuke, vidi rekiwa dama prat lo ofos. So says, says Rashi, what's the Mishnah come to teach you? Yeah, putting chicken on a table with milk, you're not over a lo sase. Continuation, dot, dot, dot. Yeah, but eating it, you are over a lo sase. Okay, now that again is a Mishnah, like this Rabbanan Shita, this mystery Rabbanan Shita, against Rabbi Akiva, who holds that even to eat it is not disallowed. Right? In other words, I'm just showing you another Mishnah, which we're so accustomed, I guess why I'm stressing this, we're so accustomed to thinking that chicken and challah is only Rabbanan, because we know what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, we saw it in the Rambam. And we think the Marshal, the Shach quotes the Marshal, some crazy wild shit he comes up with. Sometimes the Marshal does come up with wild things, but this isn't so wild. I mean, it's not so far-fetched to make such a claim. Again, we saw, Paskin, even the Shach who quotes the Marshal doesn't accept the Lahalacha. So I'm not telling you that our perception of Lahalacha is wrong. But I just want you to understand that it's not such an open and shut case. Okay? In any event, so this Mishnah also on Kuf Yud Gimel also seems to apply a little bit like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara immediately says, So again, Rabbi Akiva gets at it. Ema hamalas open vino shulva eino bali day lo sase. No, what the Mishnah needs to tell you is by putting chicken and the cholov on the table together, you'll never come to a lav. Meaning, because even if you eat it, it's not a lav. That's how Rabbi Akiva can learn it. So again, it's not a riot against the Mekiva in the same sense. Right? Even if you would go ahead, that would follow the Gemara answered. Just like before. So it gave a teretz. So we have two Gemaras, which both imply against the Mekiva. Each time the sugya worked out, but it could work for a Mekiva. The Mekiva here says, you're making the wrong deal. You could make the deal the way we wanted to propose, how to mean it was. There's no isser in putting chicken and cholov together on the table. But eating it together is an isser. The rice, the losa said. That would be a kash against the Mekiva, because there is no such losa says, it's only the Rabbanan, right? So the Mekiva says, you're going to diet differently. What it means is, there's no issur to put on a table, because you'll never even, what it lead you to, there's no harchaka, what it lead you to an issur deraisa. Okay, because no issur deraisa ever in this mix, because we're dealing with chicken. Okay, that's how Rashi explains and so on. Anyway, so again, it's a teretz, but the pashas certainly could indicate the other way. So we'll just finish up next time with this, and maybe go weiter. We'll see what the Yamsha Shoma, the Bach, again, he's an important poskim, seems to say that the Issa is Doraisa. It's important the Shah recognizes that there's such a Shita, but he says even the origin, you don't want to say it's Doraisa, it's just a good idea to stay away from. But we'll continue this Bez Hashem and finish up next time a famous Steve and the Rambam also. Okay. Should we dive in here?